B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, let's go and talk to the man who I assume he's at the Super Bowl right now. Yes, he is. Of course, why wouldn't he be? He is the great ESPN NFL reporter, Sal Palantonio.
Yes, he's brought to us by Conkerville Nissan.
Sal Pal, what's going on in Miami?
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
All right.
Tell me what's going on, Super Bowl. You know, it's funny because the Super Bowl, we were talking about this today. The hype of the Super Bowl has obviously been kind of diluted a little bit with the Kobe Bryant stuff. So not many people are you know, plugged into what's going on there. So first of all, what's the vibe like because of the Kobe thing in relation to the Super Bowl hype?
Well, last night, you know, they had opening night, what used to be called Media Day. Pretty surreal because they started, you know, the loudest night of the Super Bowl with a moment of silence for Kobe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that was the first opportunity for the players to talk about something that they had been tweeting about for about 24 hours. You know, both teams were in the air when the news broke on Sunday. And arriving at the Super Bowl at a time when, you know, the whole world was consumed with speculation as to what was happening. So a lot of the players had a chance to really talk about it. And a lot of them, of course, knew him or had, you know, encountered him or had been inspired by him. And it was different. It was unique, without a doubt.
Yeah, you did a great piece talking to the players about him. What kind of a vibe did you get from them and these players talking about him? Because it's like everybody has had this outpouring of affection and sorrow for this. And I assume that these NFL players who respect talent in other sports and follow other sports had the same thing.
They did. You know, obviously, Kobe Bryant visited with the Eagles 2 years ago in California when they were out there for that trip to the West Coast. Doug Peterson brought Kobe Bryant to the Eagles Hotel, if you remember.
Yeah.
In Southern California right before the game against the Rams. So, you know, we talked to Wisniewski, who's now with the Chiefs, about that moment. And, you know, he basically said, you know, in a room full of football players, it's pretty difficult to have an impact, but Kobe did because of, you know, his accomplishments as an athlete and the whole Mamba mentality. And, you know, players like Richard Sherman, who knew him very well personally, talked about, you know, how he's going to be inspired to win the game in memory of Kobe. And younger players like Patrick Mahomes, it was interesting. He told me before every single game that he plays, on Saturday night, he plays inspirational videos delivered by Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
So, yeah. So it was extremely personal for these guys. Extremely personal.
Did you ever cross paths with Kobe in your long, illustrious journalistic career? In any journalistic form or personal form?
Michael, I did the first interview, first national television interview with Kobe Bryant when he was at Lower Merion. Just before he was going pro.
Wow.
Jeremy Schapp was my producer. It was for Outside the Lines before Jeremy was even on the air. And we went out to Lower Merion to talk to him. I found him to be pretty intense then. I mean, he knew exactly what he wanted to do. And we found him in the library. He was hanging out with some friends in Lower Merion High School. And I watched him play basketball a couple times around doing that piece and, of course, talked to his dad and his family. And then I covered that finals with Stuart Scott. So how surreal is that for me? That's that finals in Philly, the Sixers-Lakers finals. Stuart Scott and I double-teamed that coverage. So, I mean, I was really always impressed by, you know, I'm as about as intense guys there is out there.
Yes.
Was. I just liked, you know, I remember talking to my kids about him. You know, my daughters were very young, and especially my oldest, who is an athlete and an actress. And, you know, I talked to my kids about him. You know, this is a guy who just brought a single-minded passion to what he did. And, you know, if you want to be the best at something, you have to be prepared to sacrifice and have your whole life consumed by it. And I got to tell you, though, Mike, it's hard for me to talk about this because I have been looking at what happened and the wreckage, and it is really absolutely horrific what happened out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that we don't know all the facts, but that is some kind of bad accident.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets with the circumstances.
It really gets, it's, I can't imagine anything worse. Those poor, innocent people, his daughter, that family, my gosh, those poor kids. Oh, absolutely horrific.
So let me just, this is a, probably an awkward transition, but Andy Reid is in the Super Bowl, and there's been a lot. You've probably had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, I have. I've been around him in the West. I'm embedded with him in the Chiefs Hotel. I'm in the Chiefs Hotel, and I will be all week. I've seen him around and talked to him a little bit. I talked to him a little bit today.
Is it a different Andy Reid?
It is an awkward transition, Mike, only because, you know, it's truthfully, the Super Bowl has been eclipsed by this news story.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are a couple of newsmen at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're covering a story like this, and something like this happens, especially when it's a big cultural sports event, and this guy was such a cultural sports icon, it takes over. And it is a difficult transition, so I get it. I understand how awkward this transition is to try to talk about this game. And a lot of the players are struggling with it. You can tell they are. Today we talked to them for the first time, sort of, you know, about football specifically, and it was only about football. And I could tell that reporters and players were having a hard time with it.
All right, last question, and I'll let you go. The Eagles hiring process, they lost a guy to the Browns front office.
Yeah.
They hired a defensive back coach. There's still a lot of positions open. What are you hearing?
You got that guy's number, the guy they hired, the Browns hired. I'd like to talk to that guy. I wonder why in the heck he left Philadelphia to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, well, was it a promotion? Yeah, he's the youngest GM in NFL history. I guess that was...
All right, but you have a chance to be with the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, and maybe rise, you know, I don't know.
It's probably tough to turn down a job that's that big for the guy, right?
I don't know, Mike. If he's that good, they probably line up for him somewhere else. I mean, that guy's had 8 GMs, I think.
Yeah.
Or 6 GMs in 8 years, or whatever the number is.
Yeah,
I get it, but I mean, I'm sure he's a smart guy, obviously with a great resume, and he's a young African American male. I mean, I'm sure he's it's in demand anywhere. Gosh, why would you leave Philly to go to Cleveland? I don't know.
That's we'll see. Maybe he can work miracles.
We'll talk about the game next week after the game is over. But I, you know, as for Andy, to answer your question, I know you got to go. It will become the biggest story of the game as we get closer to it. Is Andy Reid trying to get over the hump here and win a Super Bowl title?
Yeah,
and that's all the players are talking about. You know, as far as the football game is winning. You know, not only for themselves but for this guy because that's.
Right.
A lot of questions about it, and you can tell he wants it. He definitely wants it, Mike. He definitely wants it.
All right, we'll be looking forward to all your reports all week, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, Mike.
Sal Pal, live from Miami.
Yes, brought to us by Concordville Nissan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.